This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, before we start our khutbah.
Mosam, you can turn off your mic. Can you turn off his mic?
Inshallah, before we start our khutbah, we do have some good news for our community. Sister Natasha, inshallah, will be taking her shahada. Sister Natasha, are you there? Turn on her mic. So, Natasha, you're doing this by your own free will?
I am.
Nobody's forcing you, deceiving you into doing this?
No.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, so we will say the shahada first in the Arabic language. You repeat after me, and then we will say it in English, inshallah. So if you would repeat after me.
Ashhadu.
An. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his final messenger. Takbir! 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 We welcome Sister Natasha back into our community. Please remember, she was our sister in faith. She was our sister in humanity, and as of right now, she is our sister both in faith as well as in humanity. Sisters, please do welcome her back. May our community be a good addition to Natasha. And may Natasha be a good addition to our community. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهار المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, All praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah. The best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who listen to the best of speech, the book of Allah, and follow its commandments. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who come to know the best of ways, the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and make us amongst his followers. Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen, Allahumma ameen. Ya Ahbaba Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama dhakarna min qabl, من تدبر في أوائل سورة الفاتحة أو في أوائل سورة البقرة فهي توثيق لأفشل أمة على وجه الأرض. So before that, if you recite سورة البقرة, the 40th verse, read 100 verses afterwards, and you will see that it is nothing but a continuous, constant, persistent, insistent documentation of the most failed nation that was destined to be a good nation, but they failed, and they failed miserably. We're talking about some of the followers of Musa alayhi salam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly speaks about them, how Allah has sent them numerous messengers, numerous chances, a plethora of evidence, many things over and over again for them to be guided, but they refuse to do so. But then one of the most interesting attributes about these people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, and we can see this in light of what is happening in Gaza nowadays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, Allah is speaking about them in the past, but yet in this verse, قَالَ رَبُّنَا ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. المفروض إنه الصياغ يقتضي أن يقول ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ هُمْ. لكن ربك يقول قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ. Allah then says that after all these evidence, your hearts became like rock. They're hard like stone. And their language is very interesting because Allah is not speaking about them. Allah is not speaking to them. And there is a difference between speaking about them and speaking to them. Now Allah tells them, those who are living right now, قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَ, that your hearts are hard like stone. They are like rocks. And then the Quran says, بَلْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةً. Nay, it is even harder than stone. Why stone? You cannot bring life to a stone. It won't hold water. It cannot. Similarly, there is no spiritual life that can come out of a hard heart. You cannot grow life out of it. There is no vegetation expected out of a stone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, your hearts are hard like stones. Man, these people are cruel. Wallahi, these people are so unbelievably cruel. 50% of the population in Gaza are children. These are people under 18 years old. Yet they have dropped the equivalent of 2 nuclear bombs on them. They know they're killing children. They don't mind it. In fact, many promote it. 60% of Israeli citizens believe that the IDF is not using enough force on the Palestinians in Gaza. That's 60%, man, who despite seeing all that which is happening, they believe that is not enough. Give them more. Or like that idiot said, give them hell. Al Jazeera reporter speaks. He's looking into Nasira hospital and he's interviewing people, and one of the ambulances, an 11, 12-year-old boy comes out holding a bag. And as they're attending to him, the reporter goes to him and asks about how he is doing. And then she sees that there is blood dripping out of the bag. And he's holding the bag onto his chest. And he said, do you know what's in this bag? What's in your bag, babe? What's in your bag? He said, in this bag is my little brother. And he opens the bag. And the reporter cannot believe what she just saw. Calling the doctor, and the doctor is shocked. 11-year-old baby taking his 5-year-old baby in a bag, reminding people of what happened in Japan in Nagasaki. Kid is carrying his brother on his back. The brother is dead. And somebody said, put him down. He is heavy. And the young boy looked at him and he said, he is not heavy. He is my brother. He is not heavy. He is my brother. Man, these people are cruel beyond belief. Wallahi, these people have hearts of stone. May Allah destroy them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. These people are cruel. Despite all they see, they don't mind it. Cruelty is the most unnatural, abhorrent quality character for anybody to have. May Allah save us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Their doctors sign papers to encouraging their government to bomb the hospitals. Their children and the young generation are the ones that are blocking the aid from entering Gaza. Children are dying of malnutrition. They're being burned alive. They're dying of malnutrition. And they say that one of the most painful ways to die for children is being malnourished. A doctor speaks about how she worked in a ward with malnourished children. And she said that floor was the quietest floor. Despite the fact that it was full of children, it was the quietest floor. Because malnourished children don't even have the energy to cry. They can't cry. They're too weak to cry. Allah tells us about them. You read the Quran. And Allah tells us something else about them. ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْذِلَّةِ ضُرِبَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَسْكَنَةِ There is this sense of maskana. You know when you say miskeen, Arabi, Urdu, Farsi, people understand the word miskeen, poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, a stamp of poverty, maskana, is being placed on these people. I said, wait a minute. I know I believe the Quran, but these people are not poor. These people are very rich. And these people are not weak. They're extremely influential. Yet Allah says that there is a chronic maskana that is stamped upon them. And that maskana is not poverty. It is a constant state of victimhood. They cannot speak about themselves, but they are victims. And subhanAllah, the combination of cruelty and victimhood is a weird compilation. It's a weird combination because on the one hand, you are so cruel. On the other hand, you are a victim. So eventually what happens to you is that you become offended by anything and everything as a victim. Anything offends them. This offends them. You wear a kufi, it offends them. They're offended by anything. And because of their cruelty, they're ashamed of nothing. The worst combination. Offended by everything, ashamed of nothing. On the one hand, you're so cruel. And on the other hand, you must always play this victim card. Rabbi is asked, Rabbi, can you please define to us what is anti-Semitism so that we have a working definition to work with? What does he say? Well, 2,000 years ago, he's taking us back 2,000 years ago. Constantly playing this role of a victim. It is nauseating. It is nauseating. But see, something happens there. See, occupation necessitates repression. Repression necessitates violence. And violence and repression and occupation can only lead to hate. Do not blame the Palestinians if they hate them. Do not blame decent people of the world to despise and hate these people. Ya Rabbi, nataqarrabu ilayka bibughdihim ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbi, yu'jurna ala thalik. Some type of hate is righteous. Because it tells us that your heart is alive. You're not desensitized to the pain of other people. And you dislike what you see. You hate what you see. And it's okay not to have any iota of mercy or compassion towards these people because they're not worthy of it. They have hearts like stone. Nay, they're even harder than stone. And then the Quran tells us, and this is the most mind-boggling thing, the level of arrogance. Man, these people are arrogant. They're arrogant. And their arrogance is literally mind-blowing. Chosen people of God, constantly repeating about themselves, chosen the people of God. We're chosen people of God. The Quran documents to us that these people thought that they were so brilliant that they can outsmart Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, I remember a sister. She said, she came from a Jewish background. She said, you know, whenever I was studying the Torah, I believed that I was smarter than God. We had a meeting with a rabbi once. And please, let's be clear. This is by no means, this is not the best of Jewish theology here. We're meeting with a rabbi. So I said, you know, rabbi, we in Islam, in Muslim tradition, the Muslim tradition is very critical of the Jewish community, especially the Jewish theological community, where people only want to abide to the letter of the law, but not to the spirit of the law. Said, you know, I was just told that in the occupied land of Palestine, some of the non-practicing Jews who come from Poland and Russia and these places, they're not practicing and they eat things that are not kosher and they raise pigs in Palestine, and it is illegal according to the book of Leviticus to raise pigs in the land of Palestine. You may not raise pigs in the land of Palestine. And as I was to tell him the story, the rabbi finished my story. He said, oh, easy. So the rabbis told them to build a platform, so now the pigs are technically not on the land of Palestine. Then he said, Imam, let me put it this way so that you understand. If there is a will, there is a rabbi. He said, let me explain it to you. This is him talking now, quoting the rabbi directly. He said, see, God gave us the law and said you interpret the law. And here's what we tell God. Wallahi, this is happening in the masjid. He waves his finger like this and he said, we tell God to stay out of it. Stay out of it. You gave it to us, stay out of it. La ilaha illallah. The level of arrogance is unbelievable, which explains why genocide is happening right now. See, genocide does not happen at once. In order for genocide to take place, you must dehumanize the other. You must dehumanize, you must trivialize, you must demonize so that you can kill the other. And in the process, you must continuously feel superior about yourself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that this level of arrogance that these people have is just unmatched. So do not blame them for hating. And subhanaka ya Rabbi again. The good news that comes out of this, because see, believers, we acknowledge the atrocities, we acknowledge the difficulties, but ultimately, believers, we're not downers. We don't talk about this so that we suck the energy out of one another. We do not suck the optimism out of one another. Say, man, these people have relentlessly been bombing the people of Gaza for the past over 170 days. That's been going on for a long time. They've dropped the equivalent of 2 nuclear bombs on these people. And what happens? They may have broken their homes, but they did not break their spirits. You don't see them running around saying, oh, please forgive us, please do this. I say, look, man, we're going to die and we're going to die here. Say that now time. This is the worst time or to be a parent in Gaza. This is the worst time to be a parent in Gaza. Because unfortunately, what is happening is that they say that the easiest thing to happen to you in Gaza nowadays is to die. What is difficult is to stay alive. And these people don't care. These people do not care. But what has happened is that the world is awakening. And not only the Palestinians are liberating Gaza, but they're also liberating people outside of Gaza. State Department officials who work on human rights organizations in the Middle East. What do? They're resigning. nutshell, today she had a interview. And in it she said, whenever I told my colleagues that I am going to resign and I'm going to go public with my resignation, please speak up. There are so many of us here who are not happy with this. Please speak up. Please speak up for us. So what we see, there is that sense of awakening that is taking place. And we love it. Because ultimately, this awareness is what is going to grant people freedom ultimately. So not only the people of Gaza are fighting for their own freedom, but ultimately, they're also fighting for our freedom as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them that freedom. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that freedom, ya Rabbil Alameen. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور. الحمد لله وكفى الصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثار اقتفى. The month of Ramadan, one of the aims of it is to make a spiritual warrior out of a believer. You and I and my sister up there, we, as a result of having gone through this month of Ramadan, we are supposed to emerge as spiritual warriors. These are people who have a cause, and their cause is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a spiritual warrior is morally upright. You can't be an activist, be chasing cutie pies. If you are an activist, or whatever it is that you call yourself, whatever name you give yourself, an activist on this path, on the path of righting the wrong, is a spiritual warrior. They are morally upright. A spiritual warrior, one of their signs is that they imbibe the concept of zuhd, good, healthy asceticism. Despite the fact that you have access to comfort, you choose not to partake in it. That is how spiritual warriors win. Because see, when your enemy is too materialistic and you choose to play the game that your enemy does, if you're materialistic, everybody has a price. But what happens if a person has a concept of zuhd? They have no attachment to things. They have no attachment to dunya. You can't buy them because they're not interested. They have no attachment to dunya, to this life. They're not afraid of death. As one of them put it, he said, how do you deal with somebody who looks at your barrel, your gun's barrel, and they see paradise through it? How do you deal with that? That is a spiritual warrior. Spiritual warrior is a person of courage. With all due respect to my brothers and sisters, we have been cowards for a long time. We say the Quran is a brave book that is read by a lot of cowards. That is us. We're constantly trying to be politically correct, constantly trying to pay attention to this and don't say it that way and don't say this. And it is, why? Why? If you believe that this is the truth, then you must speak it. You must believe it and you must live it. Because truth is not about popularity contest. That is not what you're looking for. With all due respect to public opinion, the idea ultimately is to wake people up. But if truth was so easily seen, this would not be how we would be acting and behaving. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who love the truth and propagate the truth, ya Rabbil Alameen. May we emerge as spiritual warriors out of this month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. People of Gaza are in need of many things. Be it our prayers, be it our help when the borders are open that are being illegally, inhumanely blocked. We, depending on where we are, let's do our part. Let's do our part. Part of what we are urging our community to do is register to vote, people. Register to vote. It is very important. See, remember, if you don't care about politics, politicians who don't care about you are going to be ruling you. You can say, I don't care about policy. Fine. But the people in charge will not care about you. So please register to vote. This is an election year. And that becomes one way of fighting. Remember, a spiritual warrior is in every front. Trying to do the right thing wherever we are planted, we blossom. On your way, inshallah, on your way out, our young brothers and sisters from PVS will be holding this card. It has a barcode on it. On your way out, scan the barcode, register to vote. Because numbers are power. What good are the numbers if the people are not registered to vote? Why would a politician want to come and listen to you if they know that you're not a registered voter? Why would they do that? So what we want to do is that we want to say, look, man, we're going to translate our numbers into votes. But it all begins with you registering to vote. So inshallah, on your way out, make sure that you put this thing, scan it, and make sure that you vote, inshallah. Like we said, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala rasulillahi ya rabbal alameen. What we are hoping for is, like we said, we want to emerge as people who love the truth. The book of Allah, the word haq, is mentioned in 256 different places. The reader of the Quran is a lover of truth. And that's what we want to see come out of us. People who love the truth, promote the truth, and work for the truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who have been accepted in this month of Ramadan, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the sufferings of the people of Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may the vengeance of Allah be upon all of those who are bringing destruction upon them, ya Rabbil Alameen. If any of us or our loved ones are going through difficult times, may Allah ease our pain. If any of us or our loved ones are not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us a full and speedy recovery. If any of us or our loved ones have lost their way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us back to his way, ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina azab an-nar. Ibadallah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba. وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزيدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله إن شاء الله. Please, after the salah, remain seated for no longer than 3 minutes. We will be appealing to our community about fundraising for the operations of MIC. A lot of good is coming out of this place, and we want everybody to participate in it, inshallah. استوى استقيم واعتدل. الله أكبر بسم الله الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله the community has been very generous and inshallah like we said for the next 3 minutes Sheikh Muhammad will be making an appeal inshallah
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Anyone that comes from outside Memphis, even if they're just visiting us briefly, one thing they find very impressive, besides the beautiful accomplishment and this beautiful campus that we have, is really the people here in this beautiful community. So inshallah ta'ala, just for you to know what we've been doing and what we intend to do inshallah, because what makes a center is really the operations and the activities. Dr. Adnan Nasir, inshallah, our chairperson, is going to go over a quick presentation. I just want you to pay attention to that, bi'idhnillah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I just need a few minutes of your time and divided attention, please. Brother Laith, can you have the slides on? So, alhamdulillah, we are sitting in a beautiful family life center, our Memphis Islamic Center. We all are enjoying the month of Ramadan and the blessings of Ramadan. And we are making full use of our facility. And you can see the expansive and beautiful indoor and outdoor facilities that we have, the outdoor sports facilities that our youth and adults both are using, soccer field and so on. As far as the indoor facilities goes, this facility is used by every member of the family, whether it is an adult, who comes in here and prays and learns and gets benefits from our shuyukh, or it's the sisters who have their own classes with the shuyukh, they have their own halaqat, the youth, they go through character building and different educational activities, social activities, the kids who also socialize, play, and learn at the same time, they go to the Manara school. So all this is possible because of the facilities that we have here. So we are also a regional spiritual center. So as some of you know that we've done many conferences locally for our Mid-South region. Mifta Circle was here a few months ago. Then most recently we had a youth conference for youth violence, how to tackle youth violence, that was attended by many of the dignitaries and many of the mayor and other people from the city. And we plan to continue to do these activities, both social activities as well as educational activities for our community. So what does that mean for us? So all this costs money. There's nothing free in this world. So same way, nothing free at MIC. So somebody has to pay for the lights to stay on. Somebody has to pay for cleaning the facility. And who has to pay for that? So we don't have any support from the government. So who is responsible for that? I am responsible for that, and you are responsible for that. So all of us are responsible to pay for the services that we use. We all have subscriptions to cell phone services. We have cable. We have TV. We have Netflix and so on. So we pay for all those services. So this is a service that if you use, then you have to pay for it. This is the simple message. And what we are saying and we are asking you all is that everybody should participate. Everybody should pay whatever you can. No amount is small. Even if you pay $10, you pay $10 a month on a perpetual basis, that is beneficial for us. So we know how much is coming in and we can plan our activities and services accordingly. So there are volunteers that are giving forms. So I would like everybody to grab a form and fill it up and give it back to us, whatever you can. I'm going to ask Sheikh Muhammad to do the actual.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. See why we need money? All right. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wasalamu ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While again, as Dr. Adnan said, please pick up a form, inshallah ta'ala. Everyone should all participate, inshallah. I just want to see if we have anyone here who can, inshallah ta'ala, bi'idhnillah, for the next, for this upcoming year, bi'idhnillah, azza wa jal, between now and next Ramadan, may Allah azza wa jal allow us all to come upon that Ramadan and experience it, bi'idhnillah, together. If we have any donor here that would like to start us with $25,000, inshallah. Anyone here for the work? May Allah bless you. Takbir. Takbir. So I have one, inshallah. Can I have a second one to match that, inshallah ta'ala? Who would like to be the second person to match that?
Yeah. Sheikh, I thought you were going to start with the bigger number. Okay. Yeah, why don't we start with the 80,000 for our utilities? Is there anybody that can pay 80,000 for the utilities for the year? Take care of the utilities for the whole year. $80,000. Our utilities are going to go up with the new phase 1B coming up soon, inshallah. So I need $80,000. Is any brother or sister that can give $80,000? Or two?
240s? 30? Okay, how about four people, inshallah ta'ala? Four individuals, 20,000 each, they will take care of our utilities. I'll tell you what that means. That means that every person that reads Quran here using the light, every person that makes wudu here using the water, every person that is able to access this place because of whatever energy that inshallah ta'ala you're going to sponsor, may Allah azza wa jalla reward you for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you with a light in this life and in the hereafter. So can I have four individuals? Can I have the first person for 20,000, inshallah? The first person for 20,000 to cover the utilities. Anyone? Yes, I have one. No, we do. في عندنا ثاني. So هذاك اللي هناك. تكبير. Okay, we got the second one. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Say ameen. May Allah accept from you. Just make sure that these are opportunities that we have, and that you never know. This could be, inshallah ta'ala, the one contribution that Allah azza wa jalla accepts from you. So do I have another person for 20,000? Another person for 20,000? From upstairs, from downstairs? Another person for 20,000? Anyone else, inshallah, for this? Okay, how about covering the Ramadan expenses? You know, anytime the month of Ramadan comes, there are added expenses. Anyone here interested, inshallah ta'ala, in sponsoring that? Bidhnillahi azza wa jal. That's about 50,000 towards the Ramadan expenses. Okay, let me just do 10 people. How about 10 people with 10,000 each? 10 people with 10,000 each. Who would like to be the first person, inshallah ta'ala, to start this, bi'idhnillah? 10,000? يُوَفَّ إِلَيْكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تُظْلَمُونَ. Remember that we said part of the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made in the Quran is that whatever you give lillah azza wa jal. And I don't think, that none of you really understands this. I think we all understand it. Just as a reminder, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, that whatever you give is going to be given back to you, inshallah, in many folds. All right, let me just say one thing. Whatever amount you do, please do your best. We're going to come back, inshallah ta'ala, tonight. Tonight, we have an amazing person that came here, was touched by the akhlaq, the beauty, the generosity of this community, so much so that he decided to come, mashallah, and join us, inshallah, for the next 3 nights. So far, this Ramadan, every weekend, we had amazing, mashallah, experience. So I call you as we start the last 10 nights, inshallah ta'ala, to join us, inshallah, for the next 3 nights. We'll have with us a surprise guest, inshallah, azza wa jalla. It may not be a surprise because you're going to get the update, but join us, inshallah ta'ala. But I want you to remember what makes this place special is not only the fact that it's America's largest center, but there are people here who understand, who work hard, who contribute generously to make this place worthy of that status. And they're doing it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So please join us tonight, inshallah ta'ala, for the program, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Please scan that QR code, scan it, and then that will take you straight to the donation. Just in case we have anyone here who would like to do it electronically, you can simply scan that, turn your camera on, scan it. It will take you straight. We also have the credit card device here to take payments on the spot, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jal, from you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us and forgive us our sins. Ameen, ya rabbal alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.